Today is August 4th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover a Stanford lecture showing DeepSeek V3 outperforming Claude 3.5 and o1 preview on SWE Bench, purely through massive sampling and verification. The Weaver paper's verifier ensembles that let small models match giant ones at a fraction of the compute cost, and the hard ceiling on static retrieval augmented generation that a mid-reasoning search architecture called Search01 manages to break through. Here's the number that should reframe your model spend conversation this quarter: an 8 billion parameter open weight model paired with the right verification layer can outcode and outreason models many times its size. That's not marketing copy. It's what Stanford's CS329A course found when it gave DeepSeek V3, an open-weight model, 1,000 sampling attempts per problem with automated unit test verification. It beat both Claude 3.5 and o1 preview on SWE Bench. The mechanism behind that result is now quantified in Stanford's companion Weaver paper, presented at NeurIPS 2025. Picture the accuracy chart from that paper. An 8 billion parameter generator on its own sits well below a 70 billion parameter model using majority voting. But add a verifier ensemble to that same 8 billion parameter generator, and the line jumps up to meet the 70 billion parameter curve, roughly 70% average accuracy across GPQA, Diamond, Math, and MMLU Pro. Apply the identical pattern at 70 billion parameter scale, and accuracy climbs to 86.2%, comparable to O3 Mini. The takeaway for your board isn't just that verification works, it's that the entire ensemble compresses into a 400 million parameter distilled model that keeps 97% of the full ensemble's accuracy while cutting test time compute by more than 99%. Checkpoints are already open sourced. The strategic play for your board is this: stop treating frontier API spend as a fixed cost and start treating it as a variable you can swap out for open-weight models, plus inference compute, provided your team can own verifier training and maintenance. That's the real trade-off. Building and maintaining a domain-specific verifier ensemble shifts engineering burden from a per-token API bill to a fixed infrastructure cost. If your team doesn't have the bandwidth to build that layer, the smaller model plus verification pattern can quietly cost more in engineering hours than simply paying for the larger proprietary model. And don't overinvest in sampling volume to compensate. OpenAI's own verifier research, cited in the same lecture, found selection accuracy plateaus around 400 samples per query and can actually degrade beyond that from precision loss. Cap your sample budget empirically before you scale it. On the tooling side, a few developments are worth putting on your evaluation shortlist. Weaver's distilled checkpoints are directly usable if you're already piloting a sample and verify pipeline and don't want to train a reward model from scratch. Building on that, if your team needs orchestration rather than just verification, the graph engineering framework discussed on Greg Eisenberg's Startup Ideas podcast lays out a clean build path. LangGraph handles state, checkpoints, and human-in-the-loop gating. AutoGen Graphflow manages branching and conditional workflows, and N8N or Make.com cover the last mile into Slack, email, or your CRM. More importantly, on the infrastructure front, Alibaba's Qwen 3.8 Max, a 2.4 trillion parameter mixture of experts model with a 1 million token context window, is now live through Alibaba Cloud's Model Studio APIs ahead of an open-weight release. If your workloads are document-heavy or long context, that's worth a head-to-head benchmark against your incumbent vendor. And for media pipelines specifically, Minimax H3's quantized weights now run on a single RTX 3090, which changes the self-hosting math the moment your volume clears roughly 2,000 to 3,000 clips per month. For simpler, mostly linear pipelines, Claude Skills offers a lighter alternative to full graph orchestration when you don't need explicit state persistence. Now to the architecture question underneath all of this. Per the same Stanford lecture, reviewing DeepMind's AlphaCode 2 and the Search01 paper, static single-shot retrieval augmented generation has a hard ceiling. On the GPQA benchmark, standard RAG accuracy didn't improve, and sometimes got worse, as more documents were added to context, because reasoning models choke on large, noisy document sets. The fix isn't a bigger context window. It's architectural. Search01 triggers search queries mid-reasoning and extracts or summarizes only the relevant chunks before inserting them into context, and that produced accuracy gains as document count increased, reaching state-of-the-art results on Hotpot QA, 2Wiki Multihop QA, Music, and Bamboogle benchmarks, where standard and prior agentic RAG approaches had already saturated. If your own RAG pipeline has plateaued, look at multi-turn query generation and document-level extraction before you reach for a bigger context window. A related failure mode shows up in orchestration design. A generator model that also grades its own output is structurally equivalent to asking someone to write their own performance review. The fix is separating writer and checker into distinct graph nodes, a planner, a researcher, a skeptic, and a merger, each with a clear boundary. But more agent nodes don't automatically mean better output. Coordination overhead can exceed the value of the extra reasoning steps. The goal is the smallest graph that measurably improves quality, not the most elaborate diagram on the whiteboard. On deployment, budget verifier distillation as a deliverable, not an afterthought. That 400 million parameter Weaver checkpoint is the pattern to move to once a sample and verify pilot proves out on your own data. Cap sampling empirically rather than scaling it indefinitely, since gains plateau around 400 samples per query. There's a sharper risk, though, if you're using a verifier as a reinforcement learning signal rather than an inference time re-ranker. DeepSeek Math V2 found that a generator fine-tuned directly against a process reward model can learn to satisfy the reward pattern without genuine correct reasoning. Classic reward hacking. The mitigation is a meta-verifier layer that checks whether the verifier's flagged issues are actually real, which pushed proof quality scores to roughly 42% on IMO shortlist 2024 problems over 8 iterative rounds with best of 32 sampling. A London startup, Wiko AI, reported something similar happening organically in its AID squared system, an outer supervisory loop that discovered on its own that blocking an inner loop's reward hacking improved results. But temper any vendor's self-improving system pitch with a counterpoint from Liquid AI's Ramin on the same podcast. Using chinchilla scaling law math, roughly 20 tokens per parameter, true weight level recursive retraining would take an estimated 350 years for just a 2 billion parameter model. That's a useful due diligence question before you fund anyone's autonomous self-improvement claim. Two research papers are directly actionable this week. Weaver's core finding is that ensembling multiple imperfect verifiers with learned weights beats any single verifier and beats naive averaging. But it also found that naive LLM as-judge verification underperforms simple majority voting on hard benchmarks, so don't assume a prompted grader is sufficient without validating it against labeled data first. Separately, Sprint fine-tuned a 7 billion parameter model to identify and execute independent reasoning steps in parallel rather than sequentially, cutting sequential token generation by roughly 40% while outperforming a 32 billion parameter baseline by 3.5% accuracy on math tasks, and those gains transferred out of domain without additional training. Its companion paper, SpreeRL, found that training on GSM 8K with a calculator tool improved Hotpot QA accuracy from 65% to 71%. Before you spin up separate fine-tuning jobs for every tool or domain, test whether one training run generalizes first. The risk-opportunity pairing to carry out of this briefing is straightforward. The opportunity is real cost reduction. Swapping expensive frontier API calls for open-weight models plus a verifier layer, with Weaver's distilled checkpoints showing you can keep 97% of ensemble accuracy at under 1% of the compute. The risk is underestimating the fixed engineering cost of building and maintaining that verifier infrastructure, and, if you push into reinforcement learning territory, underestimating reward hacking without a meta-verifier audit gate in place. Weigh both before you commit budget. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.